Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Glory to God, saints. Welcome to today's Seed Time House broadcast. I'm Bishop Hutchinson. I'm blessed, I'm privileged, and I'm highly favored to have another opportunity to come and speak life to you today. So I pray that your day is blessed wherever you are around the world. It's a beautiful sunny day here in the Atlanta metropolitan area, and we're excited to bring you this week's lesson. We'll be entitled, Saints of God, How to Gain Victory, Strategies for Success. And so we're going to be looking at some portions of Scripture from both the Old and New Testament today that's going to help us to understand some of the strategies for success that God gives us and able to allow us to achieve victory. And so I pray that you have your Bible, paper, and pencils, that you'll be prepared to take notes, study along with us. We encourage you to do this because we want you to be able to search the Scriptures right along with us to see whether the things that we say are so or not. And while you're gathering your study materials, we're so thankful for those who came out for the Pentecost Success Conference on yesterday. It was a blessed time in the Lord, and we're looking forward to inviting you out to our corporate worship and training seminar on next Saturday. So feel free to contact us at 678-278-9622, or you can visit our main website, which is agministries.net. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks to God. So again, this week we're talking about strategies for success, ways to achieve victory. So this week, again, we will explore examples of those who achieve victory and success by executing God's plan and how these principles can also help anyone who is facing insurmountable odds. So let's look at our foundational scripture that we're going to use today. It's going to come from the book of Judges, chapter 7. Judges chapter 7 is the foundational text that we're going to use today. And let's start reading at verse number 17. "Watch me," he told them. "Follow my lead. When I get to the edge of the camp, do exactly as I do. When I and all who are with me blow their trumpets, then from all around the camp, blow yours and shout for the Lord and for Gideon." Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and glory today for your wisdom, for your guidance, and your direction. We thank you for the knowledge that you have stored up for us that will be revealed to us as we submit ourselves to the study of your word. We thank you today that you will give us strategies and the power to execute and to implement the plans that you have determined for us, plans to give us victory, plans to give us success. So I pray for victory and success in the area of health and wealth today for those who are listening to my voice. I pray for success and victory in the area of provision. I pray for success today in the area of salvation and deliverance for those who are listening to my voice today. Father, we thank you, for we know that you have all power and that you are Lord over heaven and the earth. And so we thank you and praise you today in Jesus' Master's name. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lord. Strategies for success, ways to achieve victory. The foundational text, little portion of the foundational text that I read from Judges chapter 7, is talking about a man named Gideon who was feeling defeated by his enemies. The enemies had always planned to attack Gideon and his people at the time of harvest. It was just at the time when they were getting ready to receive from the fruit of their labors that the enemy would come and would take everything that they had labored for. So we're going to see today that God wanted to give Gideon some strategies in order for him to receive victory and success. And God wants the same thing for us today. Many times we approach the finish line, and then for whatever reason, at the last minute, whether it's self-sabotage or whether the enemy continues to oppress you, somehow you do not end up achieving the victory or the success in which seems to be right within your reach. And so we're going to pray today that the Holy Spirit will break that cycle in your life if you're experiencing that. If you haven't been experiencing it and you're trying to press to a new place of victory and success, we pray today that the Holy Spirit will give you the strategies that's necessary in order for you to achieve success and victory today as well. Now, of course, as you listen to this broadcast, you know, I'm always talking about the meaning of words. And so today we have two particular words that we need to understand the correct meaning of in order to embrace this message fully. The first word is strategy. I want you to write that word down if you're taking notes with us. Write down the word strategy. And here's the definition that we are using for strategy. A strategy is a plan of action or policy designed to achieve a major or overall aim. So a strategy is a plan of action or policy that is designed to achieve, somebody say achieve a major or overall aim. So as we examine the lesson today, looking at Gideon, and we'll look at another example of Nehemiah in the Old Testament, then another New Testament example, but these are plans of action. They're designed for us to achieve something major in our lives. So we want to understand that word. The second word we want to understand is execution. For a strategy, without the execution, it's just like not having a strategy at all. So the word execution is something else that we need to understand. Execution is the carrying out or putting into effect of a plan, an order, or a course of action. So we see the word strategy is the plan. The execution is carrying out the plan. So you must not only have a plan, you must carry out or put the plan into effect in order for you to achieve success. And we're going to see through our examples today from Gideon and a couple other examples how they received strategy, how they executed their plans, and how they achieved success. And this is relevant for every person who hopes to achieve or accomplish anything in life, whether great or small things. So again, let's go back and let's visit this portion of Scripture again, and we're going to get a little bit more in-depth into it. Again, I mentioned to you that the backdrop is the story of Gideon in Judges chapter 7. And you'll see in the backdrop that I mentioned earlier that Gideon and his people were always oppressed by their enemies at the time of their harvest, at the time of achieving something, at the time of when they were supposed to reap victory or gain success or prosperity in certain areas of their life, that the enemy would come in and dwarf that success. And sometimes we go through those similar cycles in our life, maybe in the area of relationship, maybe in the area of business, maybe in the area of finance or your health. So let's pay close attention today to some of the strategies and the ways in which God speaks to us in order that we may achieve victory. So we know in the beginning, you look at verse number 5 of Judges 7, that God wanted to test the men who were going to battle with Gideon. Now, God had to test Gideon, and Gideon had to overcome his fears by being reassured that it was indeed God that was giving him the directions and strategies with which he were to follow. But then Gideon still, almost within his own human ability, thinking that he had to accomplish the plan of God. Many of us who have ever tried to do great things without seeking God or without the aid of God, we realize how very fruitless though that is. And so let's learn from Gideon's example that if God calls us to do something and if God helps us to overcome our fear, because God has not given us a spirit of fear. He's given us power. He's given us love. He's given us a sound mind. So Gideon was a little bit still wavering in his faith. So God in verse 5 says, Gideon took the men down to the water. There the Lord told him, separate those who lap the water with their tongues as a dog laps from those who kneel down to drink. So 300 of them drank with cupped hands, lapping like dogs. All the rest got down on their knees to drink. Verse 7, the Lord said to Gideon, with the 300 men that lapped, I will save you and give the Midianites, which were the enemies, into your hands. Let all the others go home. So first thing God had to do was get in out of thinking that he knew the right way to success. And we also have to recognize and realize and humble ourselves that if we knew how to gain success, we would have achieved success by now without the aid of the Lord. So I want you today to with me today to say, Lord, I realize that I don't necessarily know the things that I should do or the places I should go or the people I should see because I'm not experiencing the success or the victory which I believe that you have in store for me. So here Gideon had to put the men to the test, and God will put us to the test as well, for we always must be alert that if the enemy is seeking around whom he can devour, that we must always be aware that the enemy is on the prowl. And so here, instead of sitting back and waiting for the enemy to attack, God is going to give Gideon a strategy that instead of waiting just to defend yourselves against the enemies, you're going to attack the enemy. Because usually if we're sitting back just building defenses against the enemy's attacks, it speaks to our fear. It speaks to our weaknesses. In the eyes of our enemies, they feel they have us right where they want us. But today, God's going to speak some strategies for your success. Saints of God, he's going to tell you some ways that you can achieve victory, just as he spoke to Gideon. So the first thing Gideon had to do was to test the people who were with him. And often, most times, when God calls us to do something, the plan is something that's larger than us. That's why God has to give us a strategy that is designed to achieve a major or overall aim. So the major overall aim in the case of Gideon was, first of all, to defeat these enemies. And if he defeated these enemies, that would mean they would no longer be oppressed by them, that their victories would no longer be seized at the last minute, that Israel would indeed receive success and achieve victory in the things that they have been laboring in. And I want you to achieve success today. I want you to achieve victory. I don't want you just to let for your labor to be in vain. Someone said me strategies for success. This is what we're talking about today. So in the scripture text that we read thus far in Judges chapter 7, in verse 5, we see God told Gideon to take the men down to the brook, and those who lapped with their hands were to stay with him. With those 300 men, God was going to give him the strategy with which now they would achieve their success. Now, most of us would think that the more people we have with us, the greater chance of success that we have. But as you look at this story, you understand that the battle is not yours. The battle belongs to the Lord. That is, unless you want to continue to strive and to fight and to struggle in your own strength, which most of us have already done, which ended in defeat or which ended in us not quite achieving the victory, the long-lasting victory that God wants us to have. So we want to break that cycle if you've been experiencing that. For those of you who have reached a certain level of success or victory, we want you to continue on to greater victories and greater successes. Praise the Lord. And so now we got the men dwindled down to the 300 men that God says need to go to battle with Gideon. And then Gideon had to have a dream at night because he was still wrestling with the possibility to overcoming such insurmountable odds. Here he is with 300 men that has been set apart by God going against an army of 135,000 men. So in his mind, it did not make sense how he could achieve success. It still did not register with him how he can gain victory or achieve victory with such a small number of men. And the key to Gideon's victory, as we'll learn that God revealed to him, and as I pray the Holy Spirit reveal to you, would not be the numbers of men he had. In fact, it would not have anything to do with Gideon or the men he had, but it would have everything to do with God and the strategies for success that God would give him. And this is why you need to pay attention to this lesson today, because you've been trying to do things your own way. But God has a way that will bring you total victory and achieve ultimate success. And so Gideon had a dream in his way of processing to embracing God's plan. It's one thing for God to reveal a plan to us, children of God, but it's a different thing for us to embrace the plan. So Gideon eventually received the plan of God. He was willing to accept whatever God's strategy was in order to bring him success and in order to gain or achieve victory. He was now willing to listen to the strategies of God. And maybe God has used circumstances up to now to bring you to a place where now you're willing to embrace the plan that God has for your life. After you've seen that the things that had looked good to you did not turn out to be as fruitful as you once thought they were. So this is why when Gideon got to verse 17 that we read from our foundational text, and let's read that with me again, Judges chapter 7, verse 17 says, "Watch me," Gideon told them, "follow my lead." See, Gideon's got it from God. Now, he understands that God has given me a strategy. He's given me the vision, and I have embraced it, so I want you to follow me. So he says, "Follow me. When I get to the edge of the camp, do exactly as I do. When I and all who are with me blow their trumpets, then from all around the camp, blow yours and shout for the Lord and for Gideon." So here we are in verse 19 now. Let's read. Gideon and the 100 men with him reached the edge of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch, just after they had changed the guard. They blew their trumpets and broke the jars that were in their hands. Verse 20. The three companies blew their trumpets and smashed the jars, grasping the torches in their left hands and holding their right hands, their trumpets, they were to blow, and they shouted, "A sword for the Lord and a sword for Gideon." So let's understand something about what's happening here. This is the last thing that the enemy would have expected Gideon and his men to do. But this is why we have to attack the enemy instead of waiting for the enemy to attack us. So let's look carefully at this battle. The strategy God guides Gideon to is very audacious, but it is successful. The result, as you read further through this text, is the rout and slaughter of an immense army. But as we look at this text, let's concentrate on Gideon for a minute. Let's concentrate on Gideon, his faith, his leadership, his decisiveness, as well as his faults. And if you look at Gideon's life, you may see for lessons that apply to your own life as well. So as we look at the text in Judges chapter 7, we see that God has prepared and encouraged Gideon, as I pray that this message will prepare and encourage you today. So Gideon awakens with his 300 men with words that God used to awaken him. First, God says in chapter 7, verse 9, "Get up. The Lord has given the Midianite camp into your hands." And then I talked about this dream and interpretation of the dream that Gideon had. And perhaps God needs to give you a dream or a vision today about the reality of what God can accomplish through those who surrender and submit themselves to his will. So Gideon, when he heard the dream and its interpretation, he heard the dream of one of his soldiers that a large stone had rolled into the enemy camp and overturned all their tents. When Gideon heard about this dream, he worshiped God. He returned to the camp of Israel and called out to his men, "Get up, for the Lord has given the Midianite camp into our hands." So you see, the first step in victory was accepting victory before victory was even won. You have to believe indeed that God will go to battle for you. And this is why when Gideon gave the men the strategy, when he gave them the plan or the course of action, he says, "When you see me blow my trumpet, blow yours too." So here is that God was going to confuse the enemy in thinking that the enemy was surrounded. And this is why it's so important. Again, I want to iterate with you, saints of God, if you've been under attack, under attack, under attack, under attack of the enemy, that now you need to seek God's strategies to overcome the enemy, to achieve success and victory, so that you can go on the attack. Maybe God is saying to some of you today, get up, For the Lord has given whatever into your hand, has given the business, the new job, the possessions, the right relationship, victory over bad relationships, your health restored. God has given you the victory. Get up. And so the Lord had given the Midianite camp into the hands. So the strategy that God gave Gideon was to divide the 300 men into three companies and place trumpets and empty jars in the hands of all their men, but have torches inside. So notice what Gideon says in the text. Watch me, he told them. Follow my lead. When I get to the edge of the camp, do exactly as I do. You remember the definition for strategy is a plan of action or a policy that is designed to achieve a major overall aim. So we see that Gideon going into this with a strategy that has been revealed to him by the Lord. So some things that you might need to take steps to do, some of your plans and courses of action has to be designed by God. For he wants to reveal things to you that you have not seen. Here we see Gideon, after he had received the vision of the Lord, he went then and instructed the men to follow me. Do what I do. And we see that they did. So Gideon and the 300 men, look at verses 15 through 20 of Judges 7. It says, Gideon and the 100 men with him reached the edge of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch, just after they had changed the guard. They blew their trumpets. They broke the jars that were in their hands. The three companies blew their trumpets, and then they smashed the jars. And they grasped the torches in their left hands, and holding in their right hands the trumpets, they blew, and they shouted, a sword for the Lord and a sword for Gideon. Now, even in the midst of this following through and execution of the plan, you remember when we began this lesson, we talked about two words that you need to understand in order to reach success. You must first receive the strategy from God. That is the plan or course of action. Second thing, you must execute, you must follow the plan of action. So here we see that Gideon and his men are following the plan of action that God has given them. They're following the strategy, they're executing the strategy that God has given them in order to achieve success. So here are several things that this particular strategy that Gideon had involved. It involved surrounding the Midianite camp. It involved attacking late at night. It involved sounding trumpets or shofars. It involved breaking pottery jars to raise their torches, and then followed by a shout of a battle cry. Now, can you imagine, saints of God, I want you to imagine the faith, the sheer nerve that it required of Gideon and his 300 courageous men to plan to rout an army of 135 people in this fashion. By surrounding a camp of 135,000 men with 300 men, by attacking the enemy, and the only weapons you were going to use was the sound of a trumpet and breaking of pottery jars and raising of torches and a shout of a battle cry. Oh, saints of God, when God gives you divine strategies and you follow through God's plans, he's going to give you an ultimate victory. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. So we see the end result of Gideon following or executing the strategy of God, that he routed the entire Midianite army. In other words, Gideon and the men were successful. And this is what I want you to look at this example today and maybe imagine whatever situation may be against you, whatever type of enemy may be seeming to oppose you, whether it's sickness, whether it's lack, whether it's relationship failure, whether it's depression or oppression, whatever that thing that seems to be burdening you, bounding you, and it may seem to be so big and powerful that it's impossible for you to gain victory over it. Well, you're partly right, because the battle is the Lord's. It is not yours. Just as Gideon had to surrender and accept the plan, the strategies, and execute the plan that God gave him, so must you and I. So there we see that example of Gideon. The next example I want you to look at is a man named Nehemiah. Nehemiah, in chapter 4 of Nehemiah, we understand that Nehemiah was one of the exiles taken into captivity into Babylon. There were some visitors that came to visit Babylon, and Nehemiah inquired about the welfare of the people back in Jerusalem. And they told him of the utter despair that the people were living in, told him how the walls were torn down and the gates of the city were missing. And it tells us again how Nehemiah was burdened with the problems that the people were having. And one day he was in the presence of the king, and the king asked him what was wrong, and he shared with him the burden that was on his heart. First, he prayed because he realized the king could have had him killed for being sad in his presence. But he gained favor with God, and God spoke to the king, and the king gave him all that he needed to go back to assist the people with their problems, to help them to overcome their situations. But so the first thing when Nehemiah got back to Jerusalem was that he inspected the walls of Jerusalem. He analyzed the situation and came up with a strategy with which to gain victory and success. He did not just go back and just started working immediately. He waited for the plans of God to be revealed to him. Oh, some of you listening right now, you've acted too quickly. You've gone without consulting God. You thought the victory would be easy, and the enemy has really plotted against you to lull you into a trap. Thinking that the plan would be so easy, you jump right in without even consulting God. And then it all collapsed down upon you. But I want to give you good news today that the Lord will give us strategies. That God will give us a plan that we can execute to gain ultimate victory over our enemies. If you've been facing these types of repeated seeming failures over and over again, you get almost to the top and you fall way back down to the bottom. Well, today it's good news, and I want you to say strategies for success. Hallelujah. So eventually, in the case of Nehemiah, I want you to get a chance to look at it, Nehemiah chapter 4, and read through verses chapters 5, 6, 7, and 8, how they ultimately gained victory. So one thing that Nehemiah did was say, if the enemy is going to keep attacking us, or if we hear the report of enemy attacking us, we're going to be prepared to not only defend ourselves, but to attack the enemy as well. So in the case of Nehemiah, he said, we will stand guard against the enemy. We will work with one hand and have our weapon in the other hand. And eventually, you read the rest of that story, you see that Nehemiah and his people gained success by completing the rebuilding of the wall, restoring the gates within the wall, and rebuilding houses for the people to live in. And so that's good. You have to have the strategy, but you have to execute the strategy in order to find the success. So in the case of Gideon, they defeated this Midianite army. In the case of Nehemiah, they rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem and provided security and safety for all of their people. Now, one New Testament example I want to give you is found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, where the Apostle Paul spoke to the Ephesian Christians about why to wear the armor of God. You notice in both of the examples that we've given you today, in the case of Gideon and in the case of Nehemiah, that both of them were engaged in warfare against the enemy. And a lot of believers are not even aware of why they seem to be under attack or going through those cycles of not achieving victory, because the enemies don't want you to achieve victory. The Midianites didn't want Gideon and his people to be successful. The Tobias and those who opposed Nehemiah did not want them to complete the wall. And the enemy does not want you to complete the successful plans that God has for you. But Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 14, that you should put on the whole armor of God, that you should draw strength from him, be empowered through your union with him. You should put it on as a heavy armor so that you may be able to successfully stand against the schemes and the strategies and deceits of the devil. So, saints of God, we realize that our battle is not against flesh and blood. It is against powers and principalities, against spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly and supernatural places. And this is why God has to give us the strategies for success. This is why God has to show us the ways to victory. So I pray today, as you listen, as you submit, as you listen to these teachings today, as you meditate upon these scripture verses, that God will indeed speak to you and give you the strategies, that he will reveal to you the ways in which you can achieve success and victory today. And I believe it will be so in the name of Jesus. Today, strategies for success, ways to achieve victory. God bless you.